So thanks, everybody. I am David Morgan. I'm the founder of the company that acquired the original Sally's and is now bringing it to the rest of the country. And Sally's is special because it's a pizza that people crave. It's been around since 1938. It was Frank Sinatra's favorite pizza place. It was JFK's favorite. And that celebrity adoration continues now when it's Paltrow. It's her favorite place. Pete Davidson, Conan O'Brien. And what really makes it special is that it's a special oven. It's a 30,000-pound oven that uses metallurgical coal that heats to a 3,000-degree flame. And it makes the pizza both crispy and chewy at the same time. And it's a special recipe that makes it very flavorful. When the flame melds all the ingredients together, it's something that once you have it, it's craveable, and it's a consumer phenomenon. And we acquired the original restaurant in 2018. We raised the capital to build it into a world-class chain. Our goal is to bring the company public and provide to the pizza lover what Shake Shack did for the burger lover, which is a high-end, elevated dining experience around a very casual food. So when you walk into a Shake Shack, you'll notice that it's very beautiful. The ceilings are high, high-end finishes, woods, metals. It's very inspiring compared to a Burger King or a Five Guys. So it's the kind of person that if you work hard to be successful and you drive a nice car, you're gonna go to a Shake Shack, you know, most likely versus a Burger King. And no one has really done that.
Would you mind using the microphone so the people, so the webcast audience can hear you?
Can you guys hear me in the back there? Can you hear me?
The webcast audience.
Well, I'm almost done anyway. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, what we have built is very extraordinary for pizza. No one really has done this. It's built an elevated, high-end, beautifully architected interior design, plus a high-end culinary product, high-end Italian food, and is now looking to bring this throughout the suburban landscape up and down the East Coast to scale high-end Italian food and craveable pizza in a beautiful environment and bring that to suburban shopping centers alongside Apple, alongside Nike. Shopping centers don't really have something on the high-end in the pizza space. That is what Sally's is providing. And our revenues are doubling roughly every 2 years, and we expect them to continue to double roughly every 2 to 3 years. And we're looking to ultimately get the company public and create a true destination for pizza around the country. Thank you.
What the revenue doubled from what? Same question. What are your revenues going to be?
So with our first location, was $500,000. And roughly every 2 to 3 years, we've doubled the revenue since then. This year, we'll end up doing $24 million. We'll end the year at about a $30 million run rate, snapshot in time.
Yeah, you're principally East Coast?
Yeah, we're going to be principally East Coast for the foreseeable future.
So what's the average revenue per location? What's the square footage?
Square footage, approximately 5,000 and 3.8 to 4 million. Average revenue per location, which is many multiples of Domino and Pizza Hut. Full liquor. Yeah.
You said you raised capital already?
Yes. We continue to raise capital. We'll continue to raise capital until we list the company as a public company.
Is liquor a deal breaker for you? Like, will you do a location where you can't get a liquor license, or you absolutely need it?
Not likely to, because it's a full stack experience. About $30 million for R&D and about $20 million for construction and another $15 million for DNA. And another $15 to $20 million and we'll be at a $50 to $60 million run rate. And that's enough to be a public company. Yeah. Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the cost to build a location?
$2.5 million.
Is that ground up or is that...
No, that's a fit out of a existing space. Okay, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
How long did it take?